Nation Radio from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Here's Patrick Creighton.
Right now with us on the hotline, he covers the Saints for SB Nation. He's John Hendricks. What's going on, John?
Hey, not too much, man. How about yourself?
Well, I'm here. Jose and I, we're sitting in the studios here. I've got 9 TVs in the studio. One isn't even on. One has a commercial. 7 have the DirecTV logo bouncing around because my producer apparently doesn't think I should watch anything.
Yeah, I mean,
no New Year stuff, no sports, no anything. He just hates me. As he scrambles for emotes. So let's talk about your Saints. You know, this is an interesting year for New Orleans because, you know, every year you come into the league, all right, same old Saints, 7-9, Drew Brees is going to throw 5,000 yards and a million touchdowns, and the defense is going to stink and they're going to lose. And after the first 2 games, it looked like this was going to be same old Saints, 7-9, Drew Brees is going to throw 5,000 yards and a bunch of touchdowns, and they're going to lose. And then something happened, they started playing defense. And then they traded Adrian Peterson, and their running game took off. Now, I know that sounds weird, but sure seems like that's what happened. How do you look at this team? You know, they're going to go in as the 4 seed, but are they kind of the favorites in the NFC right now?
Well, look, I think, honestly, you know, you look back, like you said, you look at their season, the way it started, it sure felt like it, you know, that it was going to be one of those, oh, my gosh, here we are going to have another crazy season. But their defense has really carried them. They've had a lot of fill-ins. Their running game with Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram as a dual threat has been absolutely tremendous. Look, I think the Vikings are probably your team to beat in the NFC right now. Eagles, they showed a little bit of struggles today. But, you know, Minnesota, I feel like that's the team to beat. But the Saints, they're starting to get more into that conversation. Obviously, you wanted them to win against Tampa today. It didn't happen. But, you know, look, I think the way this team is built and the way they had that mindset all season, they've got a chance to make a run this year.
All right. Whoever made the call that they needed to draft Alvin Kamara, that guy needs a raise. Is he essentially like the number one back now? I know that Ingram gets a few more carries, but when you add in the targets that go to Kamara, he gets more touches. Is he essentially the number one guy?
Well, I wouldn't say he's the number one guy because it's still Ingram on the depth chart per se. But if you're talking about the production and the different workload and things that he can do, yeah, I'd say he's definitely the number one guy in that aspect for sure. I mean, he's just been, ever since, you know, they drafted him, they traded up, and Sean Payton just knew he got his guy. And, you know, look, he came into training camp. He was good. We didn't expect him to be that good, I guess, in such a short amount of time. I mean, every day in practice when we were watching, he was just making plays. He was just doing stuff that would stand out. And, boy, did it translate into the field, and he just really took off. And now, I mean, this Saints offense without him couldn't survive.
Should people be nervous that New Orleans gave up 18 fourth quarter points today?
I don't know about nervous. I mean, look, I know obviously they got a lot to clean up. That's some pretty ugly football. You get a good bit of turnovers. You still end up losing today. I would be a lot more concerned because I don't want to say that they maybe held off on some things. I think my concern is the offense has been a lot for this season. I think the defense has done an adequate job for the most part. You know, look, one of that special teams gaffe wasn't on the defense, obviously, but the offense really has to find their groove. The biggest thing that concerned me about today was their third down defense. I think the Bucs were like 12 of 14, if I'm not mistaken. So that's where they really got to clean up if they want a chance at this, a shot at this.
When you see a game like today, you know, they threw it 30 times, they ran it 26 times. They obviously were more productive in the passing game than the running game. Is this a game where, you know, they should let Brees turn it loose more?
I mean, it's possible. I think the biggest thing for the Saints receiving threats is they've had some trouble getting separation, you know, most of the year. I mean, Michael Thomas has been an absolute stud. Ted Ginn has played a strong role with the offense. But once you get past that, the Saints, they're missing Kobe Fleener, first of all. And Willie Snead has kind of been non-existent for them. And really, they don't have – I mean, Brandon Coleman's shown some things at times, but overall, I think when you talk about a vertical passing attack with the Saints, there are elements that are missing from this team to really make Breeze unleash the full potential of the offense.
All right. Now, I haven't gotten to watch every Saints game this year, and we know Ted Ginn's reputation. Has he kind of – at least in New Orleans, kind of put those drops behind him. How has he played this year, from your point of view, over the course of the season? Has he been able to shed that, you know, ball dropper moniker?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's been actually really good for this team. I mean, vertical threat, still has the speed. The crazy part is that if him and Drew Brees were on a perfect page together, he'd probably have another 200, maybe 300 yards of receiving, because, you know, just like in today's game, they were just that close from connecting for a big 70-something yard touchdown. That's kind of been the thing all season, is that it's just something, whether it's an underthrow or overthrow or just not on the same page. A couple of the wide receivers have had that problem with Breeze outside of Michael Thomas, but Ted Ginn has been an absolute strong spot for the Saints team. He's kind of left all that mess from behind that haunted him in the past, and hopefully it continues.
Now, you don't. Drew Brees is going to be back with the Saints next year, right? I mean, I know that he can kind of go wherever he wants, but, you know, at his age, is he okay with just going year to year, or, you know, what kind of contract have they been talking about? Have they talked about it?
Well, no, they haven't talked about a contract. Brees made it clear back in way back when, before the season even started, he's like, I don't want to talk about a contract. I just want to focus on this season, which has kind of been the norm. He's like, that stuff will take care of itself. I think, you know, obviously it would be good for him to be with the Saints next year. I wouldn't see a scenario where he's not really going to come back, because he's so invested down here outside of football. And look, he's still chasing a lot of records, and I think he wants to make those records with New Orleans. And overall, the contract situation, I figure they can give him, you know, the way his shell deal is considered, it's going to pay him over the next 3 years regardless, but they could still sign him to some type of maybe a two-year deal. I think that would probably be adequate.
Does Breeze look at Brady trying to play forever and go, I could do that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's in top shape. That's the thing about Drew Brees, is he's in excellent physical shape. He takes care of his body in and out. And the thing is, I mean, look, he feels like he could play into his 40s, and he wasn't exaggerating this. And, you know, I know everybody just says, oh, he's just an aging quarterback, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, with Brady and what he's been able to do, there's no reason Brees can't play until he's at least 40 or 41, unless – something detrimental happens where he gets injured or something along that lines. But, you know, Saints have taken a lot off his plate with Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram, which has really helped extend a lot of the things that he's able to do this year.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, because Breeze this year threw the fewest touchdown passes he's ever thrown as a member of the Saints. He throws the fewest touchdown passes since 2003, when he only played in 11 games. But this isn't about, you know, him not being as good. He threw a lot less passes and still completed. I mean, he's about to have the highest completion percentage of his career. Do you see this, anything about him this year as slowing down? Or is it just they've changed their offense for him not to have to throw it 600-plus times?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of changing the offense. And this is where I go back to saying they're missing guys like Kobe Fleener. Red zone offense has kind of been a little bit of an issue. You know, but Alvin Kamara's emergence with Mark Ingram doing his thing has been absolutely great. But look, I really feel like this team is missing a number two wideout to complement Michael Thomas. Like I said earlier, wide receivers are struggling to get some separation. There's been some inconsistencies on third down offense. You know, instead of having third and short, they've been having third and eights, third and nines. And that just kind of hurts. And the way Sean Payton's called some of the games, the play calling hasn't been all that, I guess, if you will. But there's still moments where Drew Brees will throw a perfect pass, and you're like, that's the Drew Brees we know and we've seen, that's just absolutely tearing up and taking over games. So I don't believe that he's dropping off in that aspect. I feel like his best football is yet to come.
John Hendricks covers the Saints for SB Nation. John, what's the sentiment, you know, with the Saints going to take on the Panthers for the third time this year? They've won twice, getting them at home. How do they feel about the idea of the, you know, you'd be the Panthers, and then, you know, you got a high likelihood of, you know, playing Philadelphia and Nick Foles in the next round. You know, what's the feeling like there in New Orleans?
Well, I think the you know, you obviously thought about it. Atlanta is a team that's kind of tricky. I feel like, you know, whether you look at their record or anything like that, and you just look and say, maybe they're good, maybe they're great. I don't know. I think they kind of dodged the bullet not having to play Atlanta, just because Atlanta is a better team than people give them credit for. But with Carolina, obviously the narrative, you got to beat the team three times. But at the same time, you got a team that hasn't beat the Saints, and now you got to try to beat them. And the Superdome last week against the Falcons, playoff atmosphere, the Superdome was absolutely loud, caused a bunch of pre-snap penalties against the Falcons. So, look, this crowd hasn't tasted a postseason game in 3 years. And so now that they finally got that back, I'd be willing to bet that they're going to bring it. And this Saints team is hungry. They have the right mentality, have had the right mentality all season.
John Hendricks covers the Saints for SB Nation. John, how can people find John online? How do they find John on Twitter?
Well, of course, you can go to Saints CSC. That's our Twitter page, or Canal Street Chronicles. My handle is John J. Hendricks. Hendricks, just like Jimmy, no relation. Otherwise, I'd be collecting royalties and be sitting, probably doing a whole bunch of other things, I guess.
Can
now,
you jam? Can you jam?
What's that?
Can you jam?
Oh, I dabble in guitar. Unfortunately, I can't play like him, and I'm not nearly as influenced, not even remotely influenced like he was.
in any way, shape, or form.
Right, exactly.
John Hendricks covers the Saints for SB Nation. Buddy, appreciate your time tonight. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and the family.
Hey, Happy New Year to you, man. Thanks for having me.
You know, Happy Festivus, Happy Kwanzaa, all that good stuff. It's getting late, and my caffeine intake apparently needs to be ramped up. So we will we'll have a little fun with that. I will chug a whole bunch of caffeine in the next 3 minutes. And the old man of the league, well, he intends on getting a little bit older next.